720 WGN. Excited to have on the line longtime friend of the program and one of Food Network's favorite and brightest stars. You see her on the monster hit The Kitchen on Food Network, Food Network Magazine, The Today Show, and soon to be the star of Chocolate Meltdown, Hershey's After Dark, the one and only Sunny Anderson. Welcome to WGN.
Oh, hey. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, it's awesome. It's always great to have you back. And whenever the bat signal is out, whenever there's a holiday special, especially if that holiday is celebrated with candy, you know that Sunny Anderson is going to be there. Those competitions, they're always pretty stressful. This one has Meltdown in the title. So what is your role? Are you going to just be sort of a ray of positivity, encouragement, maybe dispense some tough love? What are fans going to see from Sunny Anderson?
Oh, I get it. You think I'm there because I'm chocolate and it's Chocolate Meltdown.
No, just whenever there's candy, even on the Easter side of things, I don't know if you put in the suggestion box that says like, hey, if this comes up, you know, I'm your person.
Listen, let me tell you something. You hit the nail on the head right there, because when I heard about this show, Chocolate Meltdown, first of all, chocolate got me. Hershey Park After Dark. Okay, so wait a minute. Are we going to be at an amusement park overnight? No one's going to be there. We get to ride all the rides. Yeah, so I immediately was like, yeah, let's do this. And then, you know, when I got to understand what it was all about, you know, we shot this during Halloween last year. So we would have the beautiful backdrop of all the Halloween decorations that they usually have at Hershey Park. And it's overnight, so spooky. But you have to imagine the contestants that came on, Dane. They were all, you know, small business owners, people that, you know, use their art form to make a living. So to be able to go on a show with a chance to, one, you know, basically advertise and show people your artwork as you compete, but two, get a chance to win $10,000, which I know would help anyone out, especially with the year that we've had. It was pretty exciting. So I'm really, really happy to host the show. And yes, there are Chocolate Meltdowns on Chocolate Meltdown. Because we only have three contestants every week. So kind of like Chopped. It's very intense in that, you know, this isn't, oh, if I have a bad week, you know, I can clean it up next week. It's do or die every single week. So contestants are really stressed. Doesn't help that we make them ride the rides before they get
competing. That doesn't seem fair. Well, unlike Chopped, yeah, you know, or other culinary competitions, like having chocolate in there, and a lot of people who watch this, there's a whole nother level of drama just with sort of with the weight, right? They have to lift all this stuff. Then there's like the stability of the chocolate, the melting of the chocolate. Chocolate's like its own challenge in and of itself.
Yeah, I mean, chocolate needs tempering. So when it really gets down to it, it's temperamental, you know. It's a store that's air conditioned. You're dealing with that. Then on top of that, I never understand how anyone thinks it's going to be easy going into a brand new kitchen that's not your own and doing something you've done a million times. Sometimes just being in a new location can really throw you off. So, you know, the heat is on and the melting does happen.
So how did you guys come up with the challenges for it? Because it's one thing, just them being in that setting, like you said, unfamiliar against, you know, great competitors and having to do things usually like, well, so make this. And then they have this challenge. It's one thing like a mystery ingredient, but you mentioned you're making them, you know, ride the rides, and then they're solving mysteries too. It's got a little Scooby-Doo built into it. Like, how'd you put it all together?
Well, you know, to get the Scooby snack, you got to do a lot of work, Dan, okay? But, you know, we in the beginning, we just give them a clue as to what ride they might want to take to get the clue, to get the candy. So once they take that ride and they get the candy that they're supposed to use in their design, and we tell them what the design should be, I mean, they're off. But, you know, this is not just going to be an easy competition for $10,000. So a bit of the way through, we stop them from working and we give them a whole nother clue that they've got to run through the park for. So lots of exercise, which makes sense because we shot this in a candy store, you know?
Well, it's a great example too. And we do a lot of the road trip destinations and family stuff and places to go. And I was slightly unfamiliar of the full scope of Hershey Park. You know, I thought it was maybe sort of a activation based around the candy, maybe with a gift shop. So is this like, but there's 70 rides there. It's been around for 115 years. So talk a little bit about the setting. Is it like Disney World, but instead of Donald Duck, you know, the kisses are running around? What's going on there?
Yes, 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 and yes, okay? First of all, I had no idea. And I live over here in New Jersey, which is just a state away and really not far of a drive away to Hershey Park. I drove there myself. I'd been to other amusement parks. I knew of Hershey Park, but I didn't. Listen, first of all, I don't even know how to start. Okay, then can you just hear it in my voice?
Right. It's like
if you like If you like chocolate and you like candy and you like anything under the Hershey umbrella, this is your Mecca. This is like, you know, you should go. I know this is a Chicago we're talking to, but it's like going to Green Bay. If you're into football, you know, they've got the museum there. You know, you want to go. You just want to go, right? Bear down. I'm with you, okay? Trust me. I hope I didn't lose you on that.
No, it's okay.
But it was just, okay, so like, right, you said Disney and they've got like Mickey Mouse and everything running around. Yes, they have like the Hershey bars and the Reese's peanut butter cup bars and Twizzlers running around. And if you like Twizzlers, the store there, they call it Chocolate World, has a gajillion flavors of Twizzlers I've never heard of before. Okay, so this is where you go to get that stuff, like the big Reese's peanut butter cup the size of your head. They've got a spa that does chocolate facials. Oh, and oh, by the way, also a water park. I didn't even know that until I got there.
Is it a chocolate fountain water park or is it real water?
No, now it's real water. But there is a chocolate factory that you get to ride through and you see all this chocolate floating around. And at the end, you get a chocolate bar. If you stay at the hotel, they do turn down service. And obviously, you get chocolates on your pillow. And I must say, there's something about, you know, like if you go to New Orleans and you get Popeyes, Popeyes tastes way better in New Orleans for some reason because it's from there. If you go to Hershey, the chocolate, it's literally from across the street. So it's just smooth and buttery and perfection. I would suggest if you're a road tripper or if you're an enthusiast about rides and amusement parks, it's a really cool vacation for the family. This sounds like an ad, right? But I'm going back. Like, I had so much fun. I'm going back.
Let the listeners know we're talking with Sunny Anderson, of course, Food Network star. And she's the star of Chocolate Meltdown, Hershey's After Dark. Now, the judges that you've got there, you've got Manit and you've got Ralph, and he's out there at Carlos Bakery. So he's got that sweet side. Does Manit have like a secret sweet side, or is this sort of that thing where just like me and everybody, and I'm sure all the listeners, like everybody loves chocolate and candy, and so we feel like we could judge whether it's good? Or does Manit have, like I said, a secret sweet side?
Oh no, Manit loves the sweets. Okay, so Ralph Athanasia, they just won Buddy versus Duff. Congratulations to him, so excited. It's always a knockdown drag out brawl between those two
always.
Manit, you might know her from Chopped and various other shows that she judges, but she also has several restaurants down in Nashville, Tennessee. And I've been to just one, but it was a special event. And what was so nice of her is, you know, it's an embarrassment of friendships, is she sent food from all of the restaurants, because they're pretty much on the same block, to the one restaurant for us to try. So we didn't have to like go traipsing around. And there was a shake. She's got like a diner concept. There was a shake that she sent us that we all fought over. And this is like pre-COVID time, so everyone was throwing their straws in. You know, that wouldn't happen now. But yes, she is a lover of sweets like you would not believe. And what's awesome about her judging is, obviously, coming from Chopped, she is very detailed. She's really about the contestants sticking to what the theme was or what the challenge was. And it was really good to have her attention to detail, because for me, you know, the layman's eyes, I'm looking at these structures today, like, sometimes I would go to the back, you know, as soon as I tell them what to do, you know, I go into my little COVID cubbyhole, and then maybe an hour later, I come out to see the progress. And what I'm seeing is just like, how did that happen?
Yeah.
One contestant, they built this huge, like insane asylum thing where they did like a alien autopsy thing. And let me tell you, forget seeing it on TV. Just imagine it in person. So you've really got to check this out. Like, I can't even believe what was done in the amount of time with sugar and chocolate and candy to make things that looked realistic or cool, or, you know, something that you would see in a big display case somewhere. So it was a lot of fun, and I really had a good time. But the judges – really did the hard work, because sometimes I couldn't tell you who was going to win.
Well, you brought up Alien Autopsy. That brings in an entirely different kind of late night radio audience. Right. Exactly. So they win. Oh, and here's the thing too, is, and for the listeners, like on the food side, and it is, you know, food in general is an art form. It's universal, like music or other forms, you know, kind of brings people together. But I think on the artistic side, especially with the sculpture, like the candy and the chocolate, you can really do things you just can't do with plating. So you win, right? And I saw on this, and great, money is great. Of course, these are huge bragging rights. It's great promotion for, you know, for their place, their bakery, their restaurant, what it is that they're doing. But it's also a year's supply of candy. Now, what does that mean? And Sonny, you'll know this, you know, because is it the everything in moderation year's supply, or is it like, because one man or person's year supply could be totally different?
Okay, so let me just tell you, first of all, I'm not going to let a year supply be something that can be done in a month, right?
Like, here's a candy bar a month. There you go. Enjoy.
Yeah, as soon as I found out what was going down with this, and we're talking about Chocolate Meltdown, Hershey's After Dark, I said to the people, okay, what is, I had the same question you did. And so it's Hershey's candy, period. It's basically whatever they want, right? So for the store, they all got a chance to like walk through it. They all know what's available. So the people that win, they're able to look through the store and get what they want. It's like a kid in a candy store, but we're adults. And I bought a lot of stuff last year when we shot this. Dang, my eyes are bigger than my stomach. I'm literally still eating off the stuff.
Oh, it's like when we were kids with Halloween, right? You get down to that, like the peanut butter chews, or maybe that popcorn ball. You'd get into that maybe January, right? Whenever the Snickers were all gone early on, or the other Hershey stuff. When you think about it, let the listeners know, you think about Hershey's and the Hershey bar, the iconic bar, and the Kissin', but it's also, Twizzlers, Reese's, Almond Joy, Kit Kat, York, Peppermint Patty. So there's a lot of different things you don't necessarily think of.
Yeah, I'm already in love with Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and Kit Kats. So, you know, and then obviously I make my s'mores with Hershey's bars. That's just that's what you do. It's the standard. So I knew that. But then when I got there, I didn't realize Twizzlers was under that umbrella, and all the different flavors. So I definitely tried and partook in many flavors, and I ate s'mores. But yeah, to that end, the person that wins the year supply of candy, they will be plush with candy for more than a year. That's for sure. And they get to go back. We give them tickets to go back to the park, so they can revisit the stomping grounds of their win and just show it off to their friends and family.
We'll have pictures and links up at WGNradio.com for people can see and plan their own road trip in there. And of course, maybe be on a future episode of this. And last thing before we let you go, I know that there's going to be that opportunity to watch the premiere coming up on September 27th, but also too, as you guys are doing some social media stuff too with it, some extra things with the hashtags.
Yes. Well, I'm definitely giving away a swag bag. Dane, I made sure that you were on the list because, you know, you're our peoples. So they're sending out swag bags to some friends. And then I was like, well, can I get some for my friends? And meeting my social media friends. So I'm going to be giving away some stuff that Food Network sends over. I hear that there's some really cool glow-in-the-dark stuff that's going to happen, and it'll be right on time for Halloween. And then obviously some candy, but I won't give you the candy that I had from a year ago. Okay?
It'll be fresh new candy. Oh, it's a collector's item. Oh, it's vintage artisan expired candy. Oh, it is going to be
for a cold, dark basement, because that's where I've been keeping it.
Keeps with the Halloween theme. So it is coming up Monday, September 27th, 10 p.m. And Sonny Anderson will be there along with all those judges, those people right there in Hershey Park. And of course, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. So, Sonny, thanks so much for all you're doing to bring this extra kind of sweet stuff and all the great programming and things that you do for the fans. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Dane, thank you so much. You know, I feel super close to you because of my radio history, and it's always so nice to get the support and the love from you and your crew there and all of your listeners. I literally know that I cannot do this alone. So thank you so much. And you know, if you like chocolate and watching people melt down, tune in. It's going to be a lot of fun.